You're listening to the best of Talkin' Sports with Byron, an on-demand audio presentation of RedPeachSports.com and ESPN977.com.
Thunder, baby. As always, bringing the thunder here on Talkin' Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. I'm Byron Avery, your host for this program. Welcome to the show. Another beautiful Saturday afternoon. We have a full show for you today. Just listening to that music. All right. Full show for you today. Want to start out a little bit slow. Before we get to our starting lineup, everybody knows what's happened on the Louisiana Tech campus. Lots of stories out there. I'm looking at one right now at Black Sports Online. A lot of rumors, a lot of stories. One Tech player trying to prove she's not the one. Posted a Twitter pic of herself showing her stomach that she's not pregnant. Just lots of stuff. Hashtag not prego, hashtag let's move on, hashtag lady texter territory with her headline, rumors squash, don't talk about what you don't know. And that's the big thing. Rumors are going to fly. Rumors are already flying. Rumors have been flying. I saw the story on ESPN. There are probably only two people that know what really happened, and you're probably not one of them. This is a guy who at 25, once promising stellar career, now gone. I'm sure he'll coach again at some point. Don't know if he'll ever get back on track to what he hoped to be and what he could have been. But this guy is paying for it and will continue to pay for it, and multiple people will have to pay for it. So, you know, in our society, we like to talk about everybody else's dirty laundry. But like I said, there's only two people that know, and you're not one of them. So let's move on from it, and we're going to move on here. Great day. We've got a full lineup. Let's announce our lineup card for today's program. We're going to start it off good old baseball music there. We're going to start it off with Cody Futrell again. Cody from the New Star is going to talk to us about what's going on in high school baseball and softball. We're going to have Shudrant baseball coach Tony Antley on the program. Went to Tech with Tony. He's done an outstanding job there at Shudrant. We're going to have Shudrant softball coach Joey Thomas at 12:45. At 1 o'clock, Ruston High School assistant tennis coach, David Poe. I've talked to the tennis coach there this week. She's got a lot going on, so her assistant's going to come on and talk to us about the Ruston High School tennis program. And then in our final segment at 1:15, we're going to talk to Michael Johnson from Front Nine Tour. You can go to frontninetour.com, check that out. You know, we've had Hook a Kid on Golf programs. We've had the First Tee program. But the Front Nine Tour started over in Shreveport, in the Shreveport area, has now moved over here, kids 8 to 18. Golf instruction plus can play on a local tour, local courses. It's scored. Just an outstanding program for young golfers. And that's our lineup card for today. Let's have a good game, everybody. I'm here in the West Monroe Coldwell Banker Group 1 Realty Studio. And on the ones and twos producing the program for us, the young John Tabor. Good afternoon, Mr. Tabor.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. Wonderful day outside. I know you've been in the studio for most of the morning, but it is beautiful outside. I can't wait to go grab my son after this and go do a little baseball work.
It's a good day to be out at the park.
It is. Lots of stuff going on in our area. Like I said, we're going to talk to Cody Futrell at 12:15. He'll be out at a baseball game. We did have quite a few exciting games going on this week. I know that Tuesday, West Ouachita went and swept, or not swept, but shut out West Monroe. And that was a big game for both teams just because of the closeness of the schools. Most of the fans and the students know each other. A lot of them do, so that's always a big time. We are brought to you by Anytime Fitness of Monroe, West Monroe and Calhoun, and Anytime Fitness of Ruston and Texarkana. This hour is brought to you by Gina Eubanks Allstate Insurance in Ruston and Minden. Gina Eubanks, agency owner since 1995. We've got a new segment starting next week. We were going to start it this week, but we have to be off the air by 1:30 today. Louisiana Tech Baseball moved up its game. So, but I want to tell you a little bit about it because I'm going to need your feedback. We're going to start a segment called What's Up? Okay, and it's a where are they now? So we want to highlight former high school players that maybe went on to do, they were outstanding high school players and they went on to do other things. Former Louisiana Tech, former Northeast Louisiana University / ULM athletes, coaches, former Tech players and coaches, former Grambling players and coaches. I've got several that were from the area high schools lined up, but we want to hear from you. Who do you want to know about? We've got, like I said, tons from this area that were either high school standouts here or college standouts here, and we want to know who you want to hear about. Who do you want us to get in touch with and ask them what's up? And we'll have them on the show. We'll do our best to get in touch with them. You may have to reach out to us and help us a little bit if you know where they are, but that's what we want. We want feedback from you on who you want to find out what's up with them. So like I said, we've probably got 7 or 8 so far that we're trying to get lined up. And we were going to start that today, but I've had to move that to next week. And we'll, even next week, if we have to cut the show short, we'll rearrange the schedule a little bit where we can get that going. But today we have a full program for you. Everyone, we have someone for every segment. As you can tell by our format going so far, we do want to focus on a lot of the high schools. All the other shows talk about Tech and ULM and LSU and Grambling, and we want to highlight some of that, but we want to focus on the high schools and the programs that don't get a lot of coverage. That's why you see us doing golf and tennis, and we talk to some of the smaller schools about their baseball programs and softball programs and track. Make sure that you let us know about your school, your program, and who we need to talk to, because we want to highlight all of our area programs. Be sure to call us on the Car King Hotline, 888-993-7762. That same number for the Pulpwood Producers text line, 888-993-7762. Hit us up on Twitter. Okay, that's a lot of fun. I've gotten more into Twitter since this show, so I use it a lot more. I don't tweet as many things as I would like, but I retweet, I guess, a lot of things. And a lot of things get retweeted that I do put out there. So that's always interesting. But I do want to also take a moment to talk about our Purple Movement. You know, we have the Purple Movement going for Alzheimer's awareness, and we've talked about the Rhythm and Wine for Alzheimer's, which is happening May the 6th out at Landry Vineyards. I did post on my Facebook page, which you need to go to, facebook.com/TalkinSports977FM. Alana Babb, who's been on the program, she posted the other day, it's giveaway time for Rhythm and Wine for Alzheimer's. Tag and share this post with your friends for a chance to win 4 tickets to this fun event. Help spread the word about this upcoming event to help raise awareness for Alzheimer's. Remember to tag and share this post to be entered in the drawing for tickets to Rhythm and Wine for Alzheimer's. The drawing will be April the 15th, so today is the 9th, 6 days from now. Next Friday, they're going to have the drawing to give away four tickets for this great event. You can also go to rhythmandwineforalzheimers.com or visit Riverport Creative Group or Glenwood Behavioral Health Center. And she did hashtag that purple movement. So is anything you can do, if you know of sports figures in or from our area that are dealing with Alzheimer's, let us know about that. That is one of our topics we want to keep at the forefront here on the program. So let us know. Let us know what's going on. We're going to take our first break right now. Take our first break, and when we come back from the break on the other side, we hope to talk with Cody Futrell of the New Star. We'll be back with more Talking Sports on ESPN 97.7 FM. Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports, here on ESPN 97.7 FM. It's just you and me, and I'm B. Byron Avery, your host here on Talking Sports. We are presented by DBAT of Monroe. DBAT, for all your baseball and softball training needs, dbatmonroe.com. I mentioned going to our Facebook page earlier. That's the Assurance Financial Facebook page, facebook.com/talkingsports977FM. And entering that drawing for four free tickets to the Rhythm and Wine for Alzheimer's event coming up May 6th. Well, we all want to know what's going on in our local high school baseball and softball contests. So once again, we welcome to the program Cody Futrell of the New Star. Good afternoon, Cody.
Hey, Byron. How's it going, man?
It's great. Another beautiful day for you out there.
Absolutely. Headed out to the ballpark here in a little bit to see West Monroe and Wachita in their rubber match. West Monroe won last night's game, and Wachita won on Thursday night. So that District 2 5A series will come down to the rubber game here at 2 o'clock.
That's incentive enough for a lot of people to head out to Shelby Alls Field and catch that rubber game of the series. You were at another game Tuesday that may have shocked some people.
Yeah, West Wachita came to West Monroe for the annual. Those two teams every year get together for the Pink Out Breast Cancer Game. It's always a great fundraiser for the Susan G. Komen Foundation, a great series between two of the best teams in the area. And West Wachita really flexed their muscle with a 5-0 win. West Monroe had some trouble at the plate, but I think the young pitcher from West Wachita, Austin Tidwell, had a lot to do with that. And they also got a leadoff home run. First pitch of the game was a home run for West Wachita, and they were able to take that one 5-0 in a great showing. Then Thursday, I was out at West Wachita for their softball big district game with Bastrop, which they won as well. So West Wachita, as always, very strong on the diamond and in baseball and softball.
Absolutely. I know last week we talked about Wachita, and I tried to get in touch with Coach Whitman, but did they indeed move up in the rankings?
You know, they did, and I don't know. I believe they lost a game this week already in district play to Pineville, and so I think that, you know, they're kind of – they. I don't think they'll keep that number one ranking. They are definitely one of the best teams in the state, but right now kind of an up-and-down thing. They beat two top five teams last week, but then now they've lost two games to teams outside of the top ten. So, you know, still trying to figure out, I think, some things in their lineup and still trying to find some consistency. The young pitcher, Destiny Lilly, she's got great talent. Sometimes, you know, with all young pitchers, there's some inconsistencies there. But that team, top to bottom, they've got a good mix of young talent with a lot of veterans, such as Addison Roark, the catcher, who's going to Louisiana Tech, and she's a four-year starter. Nikki Skurlong is a three-year starter in the infield. So a lot of talent on that team. So, I mean, you certainly aren't going to hear you certainly haven't heard the end of the Wachita Lady Lions. I'm sure they're on their way to Sulphur here unless something crazy happens.
Okay, let's get back to West Monroe for just a second. I know, and I wanted to make sure I mentioned this, that, you know, this was their annual Pink Out Breast Cancer game, and there was a donation made of, I believe it was a $500 check that was presented.
Yes, it was. They did that before the game. The dugout club, the booster club for the Western baseball team, made that donation of $500. The two teams will get together again to finish the series this Tuesday at West Ouachita, I believe, at 6:30. So people will be looking for, should be looking forward to that as well.
Absolutely. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, which I have been before. The loss to Ouachita was their first, was West Monroe's first district loss this season, correct?
Yes, it was. They swept Ruston in their first district series, and that was their first loss. So I think that puts them now. I think they come into this to this game now at 4-1 in district.
Okay.
You know, and no, you know what? They're 7-1 in district. They swept Natchitoches Central.
That's right. Okay, I was thinking it was 6-0 that they going into Thursday's game. I thought I heard Seminole say 6-0 was a good
start. That's right.
So, okay. Who else do we need to be looking at this week?
You know, Neville is a team that I think is going to get it together before the end of the year. I was at OCS, of course. Everybody's, I think, that has been listening to your show has probably been watching them all year with that unbelievable talent they have coming off that 1A state championship, and they're chasing the 2A state championship this year. They went up against Evangel last night, and one of the stranger games that I've seen in a long time. Evangel and OCS were tied 1-1 after the second inning. It's remained tied 1-1 all the way through to the 11th inning. OCS stranded 17 batters in the game. They had the bases loaded three times and were not able to get in any of those times. Just one run would have won the game. They failed to do that, and Evangel then exploded for eight runs in the top of the 11th and won 9-3.
Wow. 9-3, 11-inning game. You don't see that very often.
No, especially with it 1-1 in the second inning. So it was a lot of missed opportunities for OCS. But on the bright side of that, until the 11th inning, they had two or three pitchers combined for a really, really strong pitching and defensive effort there for about 10 innings or so, and then it just the wheels fell off in the 11th.
Yeah, that can happen. You get down deeper into your bullpen, you don't know what can happen. So. Tough
right.
loss for them, but I'm sure it was a very, to some, an entertaining game. You know, let me get your thoughts on this, Cody, because a lot of people say they don't want to watch baseball unless it's, you know, an 11-10 win or something like that. What are your thoughts? Would you rather see a big offensive explosion? Are you okay with a great pitching game where it's 1-0? What do you like?
You know, I'm somewhere in the middle. You know, sometimes you can get bogged down in those 1-0 games. But then I think, you know, it's not good for, you know, especially the kids' confidence out there on defense when there's so many runs scored. So I'm kind of in the middle. But I just enjoy being out, you know, outside on a beautiful day like this. And I just enjoy, you know, a lot of people also, you know, a lot of people say they turned away from the Major League game because it's so slow and everything. And, you know, I think that it's a history thing for me. I'm a big history buff, and American history is so ingrained in the game of baseball, the great American pastime, as they call it. And I just enjoy being out there.
I'm in agreement with you, whether I'm out at a game or I'm at home enjoying one on TV. I just enjoy the game. I didn't play baseball. I had a rag arm and I couldn't hit. I could run and I could catch, but I couldn't hit and I couldn't throw. But I love the game of baseball. I love watching. I'll sit with my son and say, okay, watch what happens in this situation. There's so many different situations in a baseball game. People talk about the game within the game, all of that. Now let me get your thoughts on something else that's a long, long-running argument with many people. I am anti-DH. People say, oh, I don't want to see the pitcher get up there and strike out three times. Well, I like the strategy when the game is close. Do you know, your pitcher's got a good game going, it's a 1-1 game or 0-0 or 1-0, you know, are you going to pull your pitcher who's having an outstanding game and put somebody else in there to hit? Are you going to make your pitcher hit? I think pitchers need to take more batting practice. What say you?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I also, when you get to the Major League game, I certainly don't understand why it's a double standard between the leagues. I don't know why they just don't make it one uniform rule throughout the entire league. I don't know why they've kept that for so many years. But yeah, I'm with you. I would like to you know, to see the pitchers become more well-rounded in the game.
It's fun. You know, it's always exciting when, you know, a pitcher comes up and the announcer talks about the number of hits they had, how they can handle the bat. People like that, you know, so
yeah.
let's see more of that. You know, I do like the World Series, the way that they do it in the World Series, where if they're at the American League ballpark, they use a DH, and if they're in the National League ballpark, those American League pitchers have to hit. So I do enjoy that aspect.
Yeah, I do too.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I do too. I agree with you. I would like to see that change.
Where are you going to be this week? What can we be looking for from you on the Twitter machine and on Facebook?
Of course, today at 2 o'clock I'll be at Western Rural Wichita to cover that rubber game, to see how that turns out between our two largest schools in Wichita Parish going head-to-head at Shelby Alt Field. Tomorrow, coming out in the paper, I'll be looking for a very interesting feature that I've been working on here for a couple of weeks now, and I don't know if you'll know this name or not, but do you remember a player that graduated from Marion High School in 1980, Bobby Joe Douglas?
Bobby Joe Douglas played at Northeast.
Yeah, right. He still, to this day, is number one in the nation for points per game for a season. His senior year of 1979 and 80 season at Marion, he averaged 54 points per game. And since that time, only two players have even touched 50 points per game. And he did it before the three-point line. He scored 77 points that season on Neville and 93 in a single game against OCS. He is now a pastor. He's moved on from the game. He still incorporates the game in his ministry as the pastor of Ivory Chapel Missionary Baptist in Bastrop. He spent some time as an assistant under Kevin Caballero at Sterlington, who's now down at Denham Springs as head coach. But Bobby Joe is still, to this day, is not in the LHSAA Hall of Fame. He's still in the record books for points per game in the season, both state and nationally. He's been up the last 3 years for induction in the LHSA Hall of Fame, but hasn't gotten enough votes. You have to have 75% of the voting members, 17-member panel, hasn't gotten enough votes, and he has just two more years before before his time runs off the ballot, and somebody like that could be left off the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I remember him. He was a year ahead of me in high school, not at the same high school, but just a year ahead of me, and I remember reading, you know, about all his scoring feats and all of that, and I remember Coach getting mad at somebody because they shot a layup, and you know, we're trying to get Bobby all the points and the scoring records and all this, and you know, so you couldn't even shoot a layup if you went to Marion, you had to pull it up and give it off to Bobby.
With him this week, and I caught up with a few of the coaches and former players at Neville and different people, Coach Cab that coached with him at Sterlington, to talk about him and just to kind of shed some light on this great player that hopefully people haven't forgotten about, and hopefully one day his accomplishments can be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, we're starting a new series next week called What's Up, and it's a Where Are They Now type of deal, so maybe I'll have to include Bobby Joe in that thing. Now, before we get off the air here, Cody, last week we talked about the small school teams in the New Star, and since then the larger school teams came out. So tell us real quickly about that All-State team.
Right, our big school boys coaches of the year was co-coaches of the year, Jeremy Madison at Wichita, and his former mentor and coach Casey Jones, who went from Wichita to Wasserman this year and took the Wildcats to the 3A state championship game in his first season. Those were our co-coaches of the year. And then Casey Jones' son, CJ, was our All-Northeast Player of the Year after his great year at Wasserman. So, you know, it was tough to make those teams up and put just five on first team, five on second team. We only had room for 10. But so it was really tough in this area after a great year of basketball. But you can visit thenewstar.com to check those teams out.
Okay. Real quick now, Cody, remind everyone how they can follow you this week.
Yeah, you can check me out at CFutrail, capital TNS, on Twitter. And as always, follow us online, our website, thenewstar.com. And we also have an app available on Android and on the Google Play Store as well as the Apple Store.
All right. Well, Cody, thanks again for joining us. Go enjoy that baseball game today in this wonderful weather, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Byron. Have a great day, man.
All right. We'll be back with more Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports, here on ESPN 97.7. Follow us on the Glassworks of West Monroe Twitter feed at T Sports 977 FM. Jay Billis, Tabor. Jay Billis just tweeted about Sports Illustrated article on Tyler Summitt. So it's not going away. It's not going to be under a rock, and probably going to be a while before we hear the end of this. So, but hopefully it's not going to be a long time before we hear the end of our next guest, Louisiana Tech grad and Shoudrant High School baseball coach, Tony Antley. Coach Antley, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Byron. I appreciate you having me.
I know it was good to catch up with you a little bit earlier this week. Been a long time since I've seen you. But tell us a little bit about what you've been doing at Shoudrant and about your team this year.
Well, this is my 26th year at Shoudrant as head baseball coach, but it's been my first year as the principal of the school, and it's been a little challenging. It's eaten up a little more of my time than I had probably anticipated, but our team, you know, we lost six starters last year and ended up with a big class of freshmen and sophomores and have really had to lean on them. It's been a tough early part of the season. We got a 9-11 record, but we kind of come to this turning point now. Out of those 11 losses, we've got nine of them that have been by two or less runs, and it's just been those critical one errors or one hit we didn't get or something of that sort that's just kept us out of winning some big baseball games. And that comes with the youth, and we really think here in these last 2 weeks of the season, you know, we've got an opportunity to turn it around and make a run in the playoffs.
Okay, well, you said you have a lot of youth. What is the makeup of your team this season?
I've got one senior that is still playing, Dylan McElduff, of course. Was found with a brain tumor early in the fall there, and he's still part of our team but unable to participate on the field. So it left us with one senior leader out there who ended up being our center fielder, Garrett Willingham. And I've got three juniors. And from then on, it's about half and half with sophomore and freshman. We're kind of leaning on the sophomore class as pitchers right now, and some of our freshmen are being asked to do some critical things, critical positions out there for us, and it's just, you know, a learning experience for them. It's almost playing a varsity schedule with a JV team.
Right, right. I understand that. Now, what do you, where do you stand in the district? Who are you looking at in the district, and what are your expectations there?
Well, we've ended up with just a three-team district this year with us and Forest and Centersboro. We played Forest both games and were able to defeat them both times. And now, the final week of the season, we'll play Centersboro on two occasions. And, you know, they're really good. When Eli's on the mound for them, he's almost unhittable, especially for us at this point. And they've got a little more veteran team than what we've got. So they played really well this year. I think they're sitting in the sixth hole in the rankings at this point, and they're going to be a good challenge for us, especially there at the end of the season. It'll be a good opportunity to see where we measure up at.
Yeah, I think I saw that kid pitch last summer over in Jonesboro at a tournament that hit for Simsboro you were talking about.
And yeah,
he's got a pretty live arm.
He is. He's a good pitcher. He's got a good little curveball. He can throw it on the plate. He can throw it off the plate, and he can use it to make you chase pitches out of the zone. And then, like I said, he's got a live fastball that if you're looking for that, it's going to be by you before you know it.
Well, you said 26 years. You know, it seems like I finished at Tech about 2 years ago, but I guess it's been a while. And I did see a picture of you. I don't know where it was. I don't know if it was on social media. I mean, obviously, not something you put on there, but it was something with you at the school. But Your hair seemed a different color, so it must have been a while.
Yeah, I've lightened it quite a bit with the gray tint. Pretty much that's all it is nowadays. a lot of these close ball games seem to add to that every day.
Absolutely, because it can't be that we're getting older, so it's got to be the stress.
Yeah, I'm like you. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago that we graduated from Tech and we're starting careers, and now I'm kind of looking at the end of my career in the next 4 years. So it goes in a hurry, and of course, your children too grow up. It seems like it flies by.
Absolutely. Now, we talked a little bit about your team. Tell me what's coming up this week for you. Now, is the Simsboro contest, are they this week?
And that'll be the next week. Actually, this week we're scheduled Weston on Monday away, and then we've got Summerfield away on Tuesday. We got a really good test on Thursday with Union Parish and JV Varsity up there. And then Friday and Saturday, we're going to try to do a little makeup. Our tournament got rained out this year, and we're going to play FCCS out of Winsboro on Friday night, and on Saturday we'll play Weston again.
Well, that's definitely a busy week, Coach. Let's turn our attention real quick because you're a Tech grad, and I know how involved in athletics you are and everything. Let's talk about the Lady Texters, and I don't want to talk about the situation. What I want to ask you is, what is your opinion on what Tech needs to do to try and get back? I mean, even Tennessee has fallen by the wayside almost since Pat Summitt left, but since Leon Barmore retired, Tech has seen a major decline, and there's probably no way to get back to where they were. But do we need somebody who's a Texter, a Tech person? Do we need to go out and start doing like football and basketball, trying to get an up and comer? What's your opinion?
Oh, well, I don't know if I've even qualified to give an opinion on this. There's a lot more people more up to date on that situation. But we did have a conversation about this yesterday, and of course, Kim Mulkey always comes up in that conversation for me. That years ago we let her slip away, and that was an opportunity I thought to keep the program live. And since that point in time, it's dwindled a little bit. And you got to have somebody in that position that can recruit. You got to get young people to believe in the program, and get the top recruits in the country. You got to get some of those back in the program, and I think to do that at this point, it's going to have to be a big name coach. It's going to have to be somebody that maybe even has ties, like you said, to Tech, that believes that this is a tight program that they can bring it back to.
Yeah, and you are qualified because you went to Tech and you have an opinion, and you're a sports person, so you're very qualified to give your opinion. So, but I don't know what it'll take. I thought we had it figured out, and apparently we didn't really. So, we need to move on, but we'll just have to see. Coach, I appreciate you taking your time to come on the program. Hopefully we can talk to you a little bit later in the season, maybe when you're getting ready for the playoffs. Hopefully that'll happen for you.
That'll be great. I appreciate you, Byron.
All right, Tony. We'll be back with more. We're going to take another break. We'll be back with more Talking Sports here on ESPN 97.7 FM. Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports here on ESPN 97.7 FM. Looking at a few tweets that have come in on the Pulpwood Producers. I'm sorry, a few texts that have come in on the Pulpwood Producers text line at 888-993-7762. Yes, the What's Up segment is looking for old-timers that people may have forgotten about. Now, you do, and I'm just harassing this person that texted me this, it does need to be an old-timer that people want to know what's going on with. So, but we'll get to that later. Give us a call on the Car King Hotline, 888-993-7762. This hour brought to you by Jenny Eubanks Allstate Insurance in Ruston and Minden. Jenny Eubanks, agency owner since 1995. This segment sponsored today by Greg Phillips, State Farm Insurance of Ruston. And this segment, we're going to go stay, in Shoudrant. We're going to talk with Shoudrant High School softball coach Joy Thomas. Coach Thomas, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Byron. Appreciate you having me on.
No problem. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with your team this season and what your expectations are.
Okay, I appreciate it. Any chance I get to talk about and brag on my kids, I'm ready to go.
Absolutely.
We're a very young team this year. You start looking at through our lineup, and I mean, I'm starting 2 8th graders. At any time during the season, I'm starting 4 9th graders. I've got 3 10th, 3 11th, and 2 12th graders. And so, you know, kind of heavy on the young end. This has been a season that a lot of adversity as far as, you know, dealing with immaturity, you know, in the playing field with that, but also just dealing with, this has been an injury plague season. And a word I use for my kids is, we're not the walking wounded, we've been the limping wounded this season.
Right.
But just a great group of kids. I'm excited about them. They're loaded with young talent. They're loaded with potential. And even through the season, you know, with the injuries of having to throw players into different positions and them learning those positions and stepping into that, it's been a challenge, but it's also been great to see them step up to those challenges.
Right. Small school athletics is a great opportunity for youngsters to get some early experience. And, you know, you can't replace experience. You can't substitute for experience. And that's a great thing. In softball, what do you think those 8th graders that come on struggle with more, offense or defense?
I've noticed mostly offense. Is that, you know, through the junior high season, you know, you can teach them the defense. We can do the fundamentals, but until they step into and, you know, when they play in the junior high season, they're going against kids their own age. And then as 8th graders, you know, you may be throwing them up against a seasoned veteran senior pitcher, you know. And through our schedule, you know, you're playing the big schools, the Benton, the North Websters, you know, schools like that. And so they, offense is probably the biggest challenge of getting the younger ones, the 8th graders, up to that level. And just the confidence in them, because they kind of stepped in going, oh my, that girl is huge. you know, stepping in and them just, you know, getting the confidence of, I know how to do this, and putting the bat on the ball.
All right, so now the other end of that, once they've played as a freshman, I mean, an 8th grader, and then a freshman, a sophomore, and junior, do you see that much more confidence and maybe even ability in them as a senior?
Oh, absolutely. And that's, I've had an opportunity the last couple of years of bringing up some 8th graders. And, you know, 2 8th graders I brought up last year, Christina Weaver, Olivia Hennon, have stepped into not just playing their position, but just the leadership role that they have taken in that, because of the confidence of having success against some of the bigger teams and knowing, you know, that they can step in to that role, you know, that they can step into the batter's box, they can face that player, and then watching them have success against it is probably one of the best parts of your job, is being able to watch that.
Yeah, to see that growth has to be very fulfilling. Tell us your record right now, what your struggles are, and what's coming up next for you in the district.
Okay. Well, we're 7-17, right? 7-18 right now. You know, we're through a district, third in district, and just kind of looking at, you know, finishing out. Obviously, we finish out next Wednesday with our regular season, and then looking at playoffs. And so, you know, some of the struggles, again, like I mentioned earlier, it was just fighting injuries and throwing, you know, putting some players, you know, they get there that day and, you know, you're our new right fielder for the day, or you're my new third baseman for the day, and just stepping in. And it's almost, a lot of it's coaching on the fly, because, you know, they're used to a certain position or used to a certain area of the field. And so that's been a struggle. But I can't speak enough for my veteran leadership, my juniors and seniors that have stepped up and just guided them along the way. And you'll see them during the game. I mean, they're constantly in their ear the whole time, picking them up with that. And that has been a huge thing. You know, I lost one of my other senior leaders. I lost her about the second weekend of the season to a knee injury. And she's had one knee surgery, probably facing another knee surgery coming up. And so, you know, that's hurt, but I've just watched the others step in, and even when you're putting them in those different positions, them stepping up. We just got off a busy week. We played every day this week. Actually played 6 games in 5 days, and so we're a little tired, but going into this next week, we're supposed to play Union at home. Good matchup there. Tuesday, we'll travel over to Lakeside, and then Wednesday, our senior night, Loyola out of Shreveport will come over and play.
Sounds like you've had a major league schedule
here recently. Like that.
Well, and speaking of Major League, you may or may not have seen the Chicago Cubs game where outfielder, I guess it's, you know, they've only played 2 or 3 games, I think, two outfielders going for a fly ball, deep fly ball, and no one, you know, apparently called the other off, so they ran into each other, and one of the Cubs' biggest bats now out for the rest of the season with the torn ACL and LCL.
Wow.
How important, even in softball, do you preach that regularly? You got to call it. You got to, you know, do you have a leader in the outfield?
Yeah, you know, that is one of the, and we struggled early in the season of just the communication factor and, you know, telling them you've got to communicate that. I mean, one of the hardest parts or the disheartening parts of your job is one of your kids is hurt. And I mean, that, you know, is one of the biggest struggles. You just can't stand to see your kids hurt. And so we stress communication. And this year, you know, our senior Marissa Bennett has kind of taken over our center field and kind of given her the role. You're the quarterback out there, and she has done an outstanding job of just being that leader in the outfield and, you know, relaying messages to both sides of her and bringing them in, because, you know, kind of our outfielders, like I have mentioned, of you putting players in different positions, that, you know, she's kind of got a constant job of helping them out on where they need to be in places that they need to be.
Absolutely. And, you know, and again, we're looking at this at the major league level and it's happening. So,
right.
You know, it's just all that more important at every level to stress the importance of that communication.
Right. And then,
so,
you know, that was kind of a struggle, like I mentioned, with, you know, also we're a small school. And so you were sharing multiple athletes across multiple sports. And so, you know, by the time our basketball team finished, and I mean, I'm loaded heavy with basketball players as well. So, you know, getting them out there and actually getting, you know, practice, a lot of practice time before, you know, you're thrown into the game. So a lot of it was just kind of working on it through games and the few practices we have, thanks to scheduling and rain, you know, being that. But that's something that we stress is just, you know, communication all of the time. And we found that we're a team, we've got to talk constantly.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, speaking of having those multi-sport athletes, it's tough sometimes probably to make them understand that basketball shape and softball shape aren't necessarily the same thing.
Right. And that's something that, you know, you work on with your non-basketball players, and you do a lot of preseason conditioning and then, you know, trying to transfer those basketball players into that, because, you know, some skills are going to overlap. You know, some of it is, and then some of it's totally different. And, you know, they leave that first softball practice, and the next day, as sore as can be, like, use set of muscles that we're using here.
Yeah, the only thing that I haven't seen, I'd love to see one day, is a basketball player coming in their first game, they're playing first base, and then somebody throws them, they get an out, and then they take off down to second dribbling.
But, I keep waiting for the day.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. We want to hear what's going on with all of our schools, all of our programs in the area, so I appreciate you coming on and telling us what's going on with the Aggies.
Well, I appreciate you representing the small schools and getting high school sports. I appreciate you stepping up and doing that for us.
Well, good luck this
week. I'll brag on my kids any day you need me to.
Absolutely, and we'll have you on to do it again.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
All right.
Well, that was Shudrant High School softball coach. Man, every time I'm going to say Joy, I can't say coach correctly. Shudrant High School softball coach Joy Thomas talking about the Aggies. Don't forget to visit us on Facebook, the Assurance Financial Facebook page, facebook.com, Talking Sports 977 FM. Send us an email to the Riverport Creative Group email inbox at tsports977fm@gmail.com. We are presented by DBAT of Monroe, DBAT for all your baseball and softball training needs. This segment was brought to you by Greg Phillips, State Farm Insurance. We'll be back with more Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. This hour brought to you by the Riverport Creative Group, riverportcreativegroup.com. Talking Sports is brought to you by Anytime Fitness of Monroe, West Monroe, and Calhoun, and Anytime Fitness of Ruston and Texarkana. This segment brought to you by Katie's in Monroe and Farmerville. We're going to stay in Lincoln Parish this segment. We're going to go to Ruston High School and talk with assistant tennis coach David Poe. Coach Poe, welcome.
Hi, thank you very much.
We try to focus on some of the smaller schools and even at the bigger schools, some of the smaller sports that don't get enough attention, in our opinion. So tell me what's going on with Ruston High School tennis.
Well, our season is almost to the end. We have two more matches scheduled, and then we will be in regionals and then hopefully the state tournament.
I know that tennis and golf don't work like football and basketball and baseball. You don't just have a district where you play just your district teams. So remind us how that works with tennis.
We have several different regions within our division. So each division will be broken down into smaller groups where when we go to the regional tournament, we may be playing just 8 schools, 10 schools. But in our division, there may be 40 schools. So it'll be broken down into several different regions.
Okay. And how are you guys doing so far?
So far, we've done well. I'm really looking forward to the regional and state tournament. I think we should do well. We have a really good group of seniors this year. We have some standout students. I have two boys doubles teams who they've definitely stepped their game up, and we competed in a tournament in West Monroe about a month and a half ago, and it came down to the final round, the championship match, and it was my number one double team versus my number two double team. So I definitely have high hopes for them.
Absolutely. And in singles, what are we looking at?
Singles, we definitely have a strong team. I think we'll be all right. I definitely want to see how we do in the state tournament. I definitely feel that we'll make it to the state tournament.
And where is that going to be?
That, I believe, is going to be at ULM again this year. Regionals, we should play in Shreveport, but I believe the state tournament will be back at ULM.
Okay. All right. What's next on the schedule for Ruston High?
We play Neville on Monday, and that's here at the high school, if it doesn't get rained out. And then Thursday, we will play West Monroe at West Monroe. And those are our last two matches before the regional tournament.
Okay. And what are the dates for regionals?
Regionals, that's the 18th and 19th in Shreveport. And then state should be, I believe, the 24th and 25th in Monroe.
Okay. Well, I was out at one of your matches. I think it's when you were playing West Monroe in Ruston.
Okay.
And I'm trying to remember, you had a there was a guy playing, I guess he was your number one singles, blonde mm-hmm. kid. What's his name? Because he looked really
that,
good.
That was Daniel Druitt.
Okay. Daniel Druitt. And what's his record so far?
I don't have his stats here in front of me. I mean, he's had a good season. Mainly what we've done is we've played the regionals format. So he is actually part of the number one doubles team. He and his brother, Brandon Druitt. Daniel is a sophomore. Brandon is a senior. They're actually my number one doubles team. So we play them more doubles than we do singles.
And I'm gonna guess that with that name, they're probably related to Jerry Druitt, who was the longtime employee at Louisiana Tech.
You know, I'm not sure on family history. You know, being the first year here, I haven't really got to know much more details other than just close family.
Well, we're gonna go with that then.
Okay.
We're just gonna make that assumption, and we're gonna go with those are Jerry Druitt's, probably, if he could reach me, he might shoot me for this, but I'm gonna say his grandkids. So
okay.
Okay. So we've got the regionals coming up, and hopefully working towards state. What else? What are your expectations?
I don't have any expectations because I don't want them to feel like they have any pressure. My hopes are that everyone that we send to regionals will make it to state. And I think you have to win, I don't remember if it's one or two matches at regionals to make it to state. But I have a very strong team this year, so I have no doubt that if they're playing their best, everyone that I take to regionals can make it to state.
Okay, and how many seniors do you have?
Oh, goodness. I think I have at least seven, maybe eight. I'm losing a big chunk of my team next year.
Okay. All right. Well, that's always tough to come back when you have a great team and you lose most of them. But are your underclassmen, how are they performing? Do you have high hopes for next season by looking at them now?
I do. They're definitely stepping up. Seeing how I've only seen many of them for just this one season, I've definitely seen some major improvement. And so I definitely have some high hopes. I'm looking forward to next season, the practices and the matches. I think we'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking a little time with us today. Coach, Assistant Coach David Poe, Ruston High School Tennis. Go enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Again, folks, want you to reach out to us here on the program. Shoot us an email at the Assurance Financial, the Riverport Creative Group email inbox, tsports977fm@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter, the Glassworks of West Monroe Twitter feed, @tsports977fm. Put us a message on our Assurance Financial Facebook page, facebook.com/talkingsports977fm. Let us know what schools, what programs we need to highlight. Want to make this your show as much as it is ours. And we, when local schools, no matter what size, do well, we enjoy that here. And I know you can ask our fine young producer, John Tabor, how much he enjoyed the fact that Simsboro had such a great basketball season. Correct, Mr. Tabor?
I'd say so. You know, anytime any team in our local area can make the top 28 or – I guess I don't know if they still call it the Sweet 16. I guess that got copyrighted, but the Marsh Madness is what they went with this year. Yes. It's always a credit to the players, the coaches, administration, and family, and it shines a good light on the local communities.
Absolutely, and with our program, we want to highlight some of those smaller schools, smaller programs. It's not that we want to ignore the bigger programs, but we just want to shed some light on the ones that don't get as much exposure. So we need your help in that. Text us on the Pulpwood Producers text line or call us on the hotline when we're on the air at the Car King hotline. So, sorry, I was reading a text. Got caught up reading a text. People are wanting to know where they can hear some of the interviews that have already taken place. I know that you can go to redpeachsports.com, and our podcasts are on there. All of our programs are turned into podcasts, and you can listen to them all. For next segment, I'll call up my email that I got that gives us some new information on that. But you can go to redpeachsports.com and find those podcasts of all of our shows on there. We're going to take another break. When we come back on the other side, we will talk to Michael Johnson, Front Nine Tour. We'll be back with more Talking Sports here on ESPN 97.7 FM. Welcome back to the program. Talking Sports here on ESPN 97.7 FM. I do have that information. Each of our programs now has, each of our stations now has its own app. So you can go to the 977 Sports app in the App Store and on Google Play. Download our app, listen to our show live through the app. You can also stream the show live on ESPN 977.com. Typically, we have this segment at the beginning of the show, but Car King is doing such a great business. Zach Green was unable to join the program at that time because he was doing work. So we welcome to the program now Zach Green. Tell us, what's going on?
Oh, man, just enjoying this great weather. A lot of people out shopping today. And if you are out shopping, give us a shot, man. I will earn your business. We're going to talk about a gas saver today, a 2014 Chevrolet Cruze Eco with only 4,000 miles. Still has remainder, the full factory warranty. And that price on that car is $15,500. I have a 2014 Chevrolet Traverse third row seat navigation. I'm going to have to do that car today for $19,995. And I picked up a 2011 Ford Ranger extended cab, one owner with only 60,000 miles. And I'm going to sell that truck today for $12,500. Please give us a call, 318-330-9285, or our second location, 318-537-9779, or just check us out on our website, carkingmonroe.com.
All right, well, Zach, I appreciate you taking the time. I know that you were busy when we tried to get you the first time, and that's always a good thing. And appreciate you taking your time and sharing with us what's hot on the lot.
Appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a good rest of the day.
All right, you too. So Zach Green with Car King, appreciate their partnership with us as we have the Car King hotline, 888-993-7762. And coming up next on the Car King hotline, we're going to have Michael Johnson with Front Nine Tour. And we'll go there now, see if he's ready. Are you there, Michael?
Making the call.
Making the call. My bad, Tabor. Didn't mean to throw that at you. I got a little confused there. So going to go back and repeat what I said. Each of our stations now has its own app. So look for us on at the 977 Sports app. Go to the Google Play Store and iTunes to find the 977 Sports app and stream our show live right from your smartphone or any other smart device. You know, I don't know how we make it without smartphones and cell phones and all that. When I was in high school, I always had to wait and call my parents, you know, junior high and high school, call my parents when I got home from a game and then sit there and wait for them to come pick me up. Now my daughter and son, daughters and son, whenever they're at an event, they're texting me and calling me. We're 12 minutes from the high school, or, you know, all this. And so I know exactly when to be there. And so, you know, it's just a totally different world, and I don't know that it's that much better, but for somebody, it's better, and that's going to be who we go to now. Michael Johnson, Front Nine Tour. Michael, thanks for coming on the program.
I'm glad to be here.
All right, tell us a little bit about what is Front Nine Tour, and how can we all get involved?
Well, the Front Nine Tour is a golf tour for kids. It's like kind of like Little League for golf. It gives the kids the opportunity to be able to play at different courses around the East Louisiana, Northeast Louisiana area. And it they get eight tournaments during the summer. They get to practice play at different courses for $1 during the week, during the summer, and then also they get instruction along with it. So it's a great opportunity for the kids to get competitive golf and not have to travel.
Well, absolutely. I know I wish I'd have had something like that when I was growing up. Now, you got into this naturally. You played high school and college golf. I believe you played at Wichita Baptist. Is that correct, up in Arkansas?
That is correct. Yeah, I played college golf for 1 year, and then I had to study after that. But I was able to do that, grew up playing junior golf up in the Arkansas area, and so I wanted my kid to have an opportunity to be able to do what I did when I was growing up, because I had it was at my municipal course there in Arkansas, and so that's kind of where it all started.
So Washtenaw Baptist, right across the highway from Henderson State, isn't that
correct? Henderson State, yeah. That's Battle of the Ravine.
That's right.
That's what we used to call it, yeah.
Yeah, I had a couple of high school friends that played at Henderson State, played basketball and baseball. And,
okay.
College roommate that went to Washtenaw Baptist. And so I'm familiar with both schools and both programs. Now, we've had programs in this area. You and I talked on the phone the other day. We've had the first tee program and Hook a Kid on Golf, but none have kind of endured. I think Hook a Kid on Golf might still be going in Lincoln Parish some, but I'm not 100% sure of that, so I don't want to say it's gone completely. But tell us the difference with the Front Nine Tour and how you got it started over in Northwest Louisiana.
Well, the difference between what we do is it's very structured the way they do baseball, the way they do soccer. A kid pays one flat fee. It covers all their tournament play. It covers all their practice play. It covers their instruction. All that's included. And so the only thing they have to pay is the dollar during the week. So if they want to play, and it kind of gives them that. So the kids, and it's a reasonable fee. I mean, the most that a kid will have to pay during the summer is $295, and that covers eight tournaments. Plus, they can qualify for a two-day tournament in Shreveport. That's on the junior golf scoreboard. So if you look around, and if anybody's been in junior golf, they know if you want to play on a national tour or on one of those big tours, $295 barely gets you in the door.
Right, right.
And so it's a great opportunity for the kids to be able to, at a reasonable rate, and they get all, it develops their game. And right now we've got two of the top junior amateurs for the last 2 years that grew up playing on the Front Nine Tour, Sam Burns and Philip Barber. In fact, we just had a high school tournament out here today in Shreveport that Philip Barber played in. So, I mean, it's giving them the kids to develop their game. If they want to move on to bigger and better things, they have that opportunity too. So it develops them to get – developing a game for life is what our motto is.
All right, and now I believe that the program is for kids 8 to 18. Is that correct?
It's 7 to 18.
7 to 18.
Is the age group. We split them into three different divisions, the 7 to 9, 10 to 12, and 13 to 18 divisions. And inside those divisions, we break them down into flights. So a kid, say, on 18 holes, is shooting in the hundreds, he's not having to compete with a kid that shoots in the 70s for weekly trophies. So they don't get discouraged. We want to encourage kids to be able to develop their game and to get better. And not everybody gets a trophy. Now I'll tell you that, but we try to give out as many as we can.
Right. Now, do you already have to be a golfer to join, or can you be somebody who's just picking up the sticks for the first time?
No, you can be somebody who's just picking up that's the neat thing, too, about the instruction part. We have instruction along with it. We encourage the kids to go out there and get some instruction with a professional around the area. The person that's going to be doing our instruction there in Monroe is Ollie over at Obie over at Fordyce. He's going to be doing our instruction this summer.
Okay. Over at Forsyth?
Yeah, Forsyth golf course.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about how you started this program. I know you started over in Northwest Louisiana because that's where you're located, but you got into a different business and then decided this is what you wanted to do.
Yeah, I was in banking, and I was sitting down with a buddy of mine, and we were looking at, and I was telling him about how that I got to play different course. I got to play up in Arkansas. I got to play Little Rock Country Club, Maumelle, nice country clubs as a junior, and I wanted my son to be able to do that. And we were sitting down, and I said, well, shoot, we've got seven or eight courses around the Shreveport-Bossier area. Why don't we have a course, a tournament a week, and offer an instruction along with it and practice play just like they do with other sports. And so we sat down and went through the courses and said, hey, we can do this. And so we went, started 12 years ago, and decided to work on it and get it
get it structured and get our LLC and all that. And then we started in 2005 with our first season, and we had I had a guy that's been in junior golf over in the in around the area, and he said you wouldn't get 30 kids to show up to your tournaments. Well, the first year we had over 62 kids as members. So from then on we've been growing and staying steady, and now I do year-round golf here in Shreveport-Bossier area. We have a fall league, and we have a spring and summer also. So it's just giving kids, growing the game. That's what we're trying to do. It's also a ministry for us, too. I do a truth lesson before each tournament that's biblically based, and we pray before we head the kids out onto the course.
That's awesome, too. Now, what courses do you have lined up over in this area?
We've got Frenchman's Bend's going to be able to play at Frenchman's Bend. They're going to play at Chenault. They're going to play at Morehouse Country Club. They're going to play at Calvert Crossing. Black Bear, I may have already said, but our signature, they're actually going to be able to play a tournament at Squire Creek this year. So we're really excited about that. Those juniors have an opportunity to play on Squire Creek that, you know, a lot of these kids may not ever have the opportunity to do that, but they're going to get the passion and get the drive like I did growing up by playing those kind of courses. And so,
right. And I was talking with a softball coach earlier on the program, and we talked about that early exposure. We were talking with her about eighth graders being able to play up on the varsity at those smaller schools. So, but here it relates because – if you get that exposure at a young age, you go play at a place like Squire Creek, which, from what I've heard, is a pretty decent course.
Oh, yeah.
So you get that exposure. You get the coaching. You get the instruction from somebody who's qualified. You get to go compete, and that's where that passion maybe comes from.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because golf's an addictive sport. I mean, if anybody that plays and knows golf, it's an addictive sport. If we can get those competitive juices going early with those kids, with these kids, I'm telling you, it's addictive for them, and they'll play it for the rest of their life. And that's the cool thing about golf is that, I mean, my dad's 75 years old, and he still plays three times a week.
Absolutely.
In the summertime. So, I mean, it's something they'll be able to continue for the rest of their life.
Well, tell us how we can keep up with what's going on with you, what's going on with the program, website, any other.
Yeah, our website is frontninetour.com, and registration is going on right now. So if anybody wants to register, we have a summer program, and it's the Northeast Louisiana area is what you click if you're in the Monroe, West Monroe area, or if you're in Shreveport, Bossier area, it's the Northwest area for Shreveport-Bossier, and then Northeast for Monroe-West Monroe area.
All right, and I believe you told me you're also a high school golf coach.
Yes, I actually know my team ain't real good, but we're working on it. We're going to be over there in Monroe next week, not this week coming up, but next week for district. We'll be at the Chenault. So.
Okay. All right, well, Michael, I really appreciate you coming on the program. Would like to have you back in a few weeks, maybe, and see how many people from this area maybe signed up, and see what we can do to push that along. But good luck in your tournament at Chenault, and with Front Nine Tour itself.
Well, I appreciate it, and we are very excited about being in the Northeast Louisiana area.
All right, we'll talk again later. Thanks again, Michael. Have a great
day. Bye, man. Take care.
All right, Michael Johnson, Front Nine Tour, that segment brought to you by Jeremy Hilton Shelter Insurance. Contact Jeremy in West Monroe. That's going to be all for our program today. Get ready, coming up at 1:45, to listen to Louisiana Tech Baseball there at Western Kentucky. Nice, brisk day out there in Bowling Green, Kentucky. If you ever get the chance to go to Bowling Green, be sure you visit the... what is it, Tabor? The Chevrolet plant, the Corvette plant. I'm sorry, Corvette Museum and Corvette plant out there. Great, great, great touring event. I've been to Bowling Green on several occasions, and just a great place to go look at one of the hottest muscle cars ever. We are Talking Sports on 977 FM. Thanks to all of our broadcast partners, Jeremy Hilton Shelter Insurance in West Monroe, Greg Phillips State Farm Insurance in Ruston, Katie's in Monroe and Farmerville, Car King, Pulpwood Producers, Glassworks of West Monroe, Riverport Creative Group, and Assurance Financial. Thanks also to John Tabor, our illustrious producer. We'll be back next week with more Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the best of Talking Sports with Byron. To listen to the show live, tune in every Saturday to ESPN977.com or subscribe to the show in iTunes, on Stitcher, or at RedPeachSports.com.